Hey, everybody, today on the Charlie Kirk Show, are they trying to remove Joe Biden because he's not executing the New World Order properly? Well, Rudy Giuliani helps us unpack some never-before-heard allegations regarding the Hunter Biden laptop here on the program. Email me. I love hearing from you. freedom@charliekirk.com. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Get involved today with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Turning Point USA, you can start a high school or college chapter where it matters most, tpusa.com. On the front lines of the American culture war, tpusa.com. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Take out your podcast app, type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe by hitting the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner. Support our show, charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Hey, everybody. The walls are closing in. We had to hear about that for years with Donald Trump. Never actually happened. But Obama definitely has given the green light. There is no doubt. Obama has said, all right, Biden's unuseful. Go after him. There's some shocking new developments in regards to this, that actually there's some evidence to show that the grand jury is wondering if Joe Biden himself, the president of the United States, was involved. Of course he was, but the fact that they're even looking at that, amazing. So let's put that on hold. Now, one of the reasons why the powers to be, one of the reasons why the Department of Justice is doing this, why they've been given the green light, the thumbs up, while why Joe Biden went from a protected asset to an unprotected asset very quickly is because Joe Biden is clumsily and imprecisely executing on the New World Order. Now, when you say that phrase, New World Order, you're usually called a conspiracy theorist. People say, ah, there's no such thing as the New World Order. What are you, like some sort of rapper where you put it in the song about Illuminati or whatever? Well, the New World Order is now a phrase that is being repeated by people who just recently had the World Government Summit. So you can always count on us on this program to keep eyes on this globalist program. Coming up in late May, by the way, I believe May 22, May 23, May 24, is Davos 2.0, is that the World Economic Forum is going to have its official meeting. And boy, we're going to be monitoring that very closely on this program. And you know what's interesting is most of the corporate media ignores it. Why? Maybe because they want actually what they're doing. They just don't want to get there as quickly. Well, the World Government Summit manages to use the phrase New World Order in its opening in under 30 seconds. Play cut three.
And the title of this session, Are We Ready for a New World Order?
Well, that didn't take long. Right into it. Now, the question is, are we ready? Joe Biden was supposed to be the guy that was the bridge. The problem, and everybody knows this, at least everybody within Obama and around those circles, is that it's hard to execute the New World Order if you're about to lose the House of Representatives in the most historic fashion since 1930, if you're about to get blown out of the water in every state, local level. It's going to set back the globalist New World Order agenda rather significantly. This all ties together. This is why Joe Biden has been given, went from protected ruling class member to unprotected. Now, what's a great example of this? Well, great example as to how someone becomes useful and then unuseful when it comes to World Economic Forum Great Reset agenda is Andrew Cuomo. 2 years ago to this day, April 5th, 2020, remember where I was? Remember what I was doing? Andrew Cuomo was being probed as maybe he should be president of the United States. Maybe we should have Andrew Cuomo instead of Joe Biden. Andrew Cuomo had some of the highest approval ratings of any politician ever. It was like 85%. He would do these long, meandering briefings. And yet the media loved it. And so did some of the voters. They said, I just love Andrew Cuomo. He's there for me. He's fighting for me. But then Cuomo became a threat. Not because of what he did. I mean, give me a break. All of a sudden, hugging women is a threat? No. Andrew Cuomo, because of the nursing home scandal, Andrew Cuomo, because of his unpopularity, they said, get him out. Just like that. Cuomo went from the top of the pack to immediate removal. And that's exactly what Biden is experiencing. You see, the agenda for the New World Order can have no interruptions, no speed bumps, no delays. We've got to expedite this. And when a politician becomes unpopular because of something the people believe or something they did, just get rid of them. Economist at the World Government Summit says new financial world order about to shift in a dramatic new direction. You should listen to this very carefully. The fact that the corporate media isn't covering it is a tell. We're about to live through a massive economic change. In fact, they're saying it out loud. Play cut four.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy.
We're going to go through a massive change. Every transaction we need to be able to track. Klaus Schwab, Bond villain, center stage, the man who's running the whole program. Klaus Schwab, even above Soros, Klaus Schwab says there's going to be global energy systems and food systems and supply chains will be deeply affected. Play cut five.
History is truly at a turning point. We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected. In times of crisis, the role of governments is more important and more relevant than ever.
My goodness. I mean, what, they couldn't find someone from like Peru to run the New World Order? Like it had to be someone from like Bavaria?
The New World Order will come very quick and you will like it.
I mean, come on, there's got to be like a Kiwi or someone from New Zealand that could do this. Nope, it's got to be the German. I mean, give me a break, man. Right out of Central Casting. Klaus Schwab is the chairman of the World Economic Forum, and he fits the bill perfectly. He's a scientist. He believes in administration. He believes in centralized power. And Joe Biden, he's now trying to get back into the good graces of Klaus Schwab. He's talking about how we need the New World Order. Yet every time I say New World Order, we get a media journalist that reach out. You can't say that. It's a conspiracy. Then why is it that they keep on saying it? Play cut 51.
You know, we are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy. Not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every three or four generations. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it. And we've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. So anyway.
New world order. CNBC, new article. A new world order is emerging, and the world is not ready for it. Quote, Atlantic Council, the world isn't ready for this new world order. Market Watch, get ready for a new world order that drives stocks and bonds. But if you type it into ADL, you ready for this? The Anti-Defamation League? Extremism, terrorism, and bigotry, a term used by right-wing conspiracy theory that became popular among anti-government extremists from 1990s and onwards. The New World Order conspiracy theorists believe a tyrannical socialist one-word conspiracy has already been taken over most of the planet, schemes to eliminate the last bastion of freedom in the United States with the help of the collaborators within the government. Well, they're the ones using the term New World Order. Anti-Defamation League? How about this? You go to Wikipedia, they say, New World Order, in quotations, conspiracy theory, or in parentheses. I just take their own words at face value. They're the ones talking about New World Order. There's, if you type New World Order into Google News, one after the other. The Independent. What is the New World Order, and why has Joe Biden caused uproar by using the phrase? TheIsland.com, the birth of a New World Order. Australian newspaper, chilling dream of a New World Order. Al Jazeera, is the war in Ukraine ushering in a New World Order? They're leading with it right there. Are you prepared for the coming worldwide food shortage? We are 9 meals away from anarchy. And are you prepared? Make sure you have enough food to eat. And do yourself a favor, go to mypatriotsupply.com. Take out your phone right now. Maybe you're at the gym. Maybe you're in the car. You're just listening. Go to mypatriotsupply.com. They're the largest emergency preparedness company in America. They've helped millions of families get ready for disaster, and they can help you too. They also happen to be one of my favorite sponsors, and here's why I love their food and I use their stuff. You got to try their long-term food kits. They give a wide variety of delicious breakfast, lunch, dinner, and drinks, and snacks with over 2,000 calories a day. Plus, most of the kits at My Patriot Supply last up to 25 years, so they'll be there when you need them. Imagine facing a massive food shortage without emergency food. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now to get prepared. I love MyPatriotSupply.com, and I think you will too. The country's 9 meals away from anarchy, but not if you're able to feed your family. Your order will ship quickly and arrive discreetly at your door in unmarked boxes. Ask about free shipping as well. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com. It's funny how when we dive into these stories, we're supposed to believe that all of a sudden the Department of Justice has found a backbone and found a spine and they now have a moral compass. Of course not. This is all done for a reason. It was always looming over Biden in case he became too unpopular. And they gave him a shot. They said maybe Biden will kind of be a popular president. Maybe he'll be helpful and then we'll cover it up. I mean, you look at the crimes that the Obamas committed, the crimes that the Clintons have committed. They only get prosecuted when they're no longer near power or important to power. Now, they can get discarded, but if they are still trying to get near power and they're unpopular or they're a threat to their aims and ambitions, Andrew Cuomo them. Get them out of the way. It's a waste of time. But it's no longer just Hunter Biden. It's no longer just Hunter. Instead, we are now seeing the grand jury investigation, because of the thumbs up, because of the go get 'em clearance, you're starting to see all of a sudden Joe Biden potentially be implicated in this, alongside Ron Klain and others. Play cut 52.
Let's go back to 2020. The New York Post then released a bombshell report on a loosely coded email written by one of Hunter Biden's business partners. He discussed the equity distribution on a deal with a Chinese energy conglomerate. It included this question: 10 held by H for the big guy. Now, last week, the Washington Post confirmed that $4.8 million in payments from that same Chinese company made their way to Hunter Biden and the president's brother, James. This weekend, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain came to bat for the family.
Of course, the president's confident that his son didn't break the law. But most importantly, as I said, that's a matter that's going to be decided by the Justice Department, by the legal process. It's something that no one at the White House has involvement in.
Hunter Biden is currently under federal investigation for his foreign business dealings.
And that's not just Hunter, though. The big guy. We know who the big guy is. Tony Bobulinski told us who the big guy was when the media covered it up. And I'm supposed to believe that the Washington Post now has a soul? No. Washington Post. The Hunter Biden is an opportunity for reckoning? They don't believe that. No. The Washington Post, directed by Bezos and this entire cartel of criminals. So we got to start to create the preconditions, lay the groundwork, set the foundation, so that we can get Joe Biden to say, at the very least, I'm not running for re-election. That's what they want, because I don't think they want Cammy either. Cammy's a problem. And they got a whole different program to get rid of her. Jesse Waters commenting on it, cut 43.
Right now, it's a containment operation. They're doing everything they can to make sure this doesn't touch the president. But notice what the Washington Post did. They've been able to authenticate all the information implicating Hunter Biden, but mysteriously, they couldn't authenticate any of the emails that mentioned the big guy and 10 that they were holding for him, or the joint bank accounts that Biden shared with Hunter, or the bills that Hunter was paying for his father.
Hunter Biden was a invisible ATM for Joe Biden, paying for cell phone bills and even paying for vice president residence bills. Ron Klain emailed Hunter Biden, quote, "It's not much. We need to raise a total of $20,000. So I'm hitting up a very few close friends on a very confidential basis to write checks of $2,000 each. We need to keep this low, low key, because raising money for the residents now is bad PR, but it has to be done. So I'm just trying to collect the 10 checks of $2,000. Get it done in a week, and then we can do an event for the Residents Foundation after the election." Hunter forwarded that email from Ron Klain a few hours later to his longtime business partner, Eric Schwerin, who helped manage a majority of Hunter's finances. Schwerin responded by telling him that they could, quote, discuss this and some other bills on Monday, and asked whether Hunter thought they would, quote, take a corporate check from Owasco, which appeared to be referring to Hunter's law firm, Owasco PC. Joe Biden was the one sending his son into all of these situations. We already went through the immorality of that. What kind of father sends a son into criminal behavior when that son's going to go to jail? But now, is Joe Biden implicated in all of this? Of course he is. How far will the government go? Well, it's actually directly correlated with how unpopular Joe Biden is. The less popular Joe Biden gets, the less support that he has, the easier it will be to justify his removal, or at least his exit from the political scene. If Joe Biden had a 65% approval rating, there would be zero conversation about investigating Hunter Biden, investigating the laptop, or Joe Biden as the big guy. It would be silence. They would cover it up like they did with all of Obama and Hillary Clinton's crimes. Joe Biden gets unpopular. What better way to get rid of him before the voters have to reject him? Just use the DOJ that you've always controlled. Look, there's so much political pressure out there from the left and the woke mob, and it's from the Democrat Party. Our society has ultimately been controlled by cancel cultural elites. Look, we talk openly on this program about what you need to do. And so I am involved, I am invested personally and also through the Charlie Kirk Show to try to do everything we possibly can to try and push back against these Democrats and their lies. And so, look, you can get a signed picture by President Trump himself. Look, I vetted this. It's terrific. And not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history itself. All you have to do is text the word VICTORY to 55404 today to enter. That's VICTORY to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left. Look, here's what we're really doing, though. We're building a grassroots army to push back, to try to win the Senate race in Georgia, try to win the Senate race in Arizona. This is paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. And I could tell you this, we have got to retire Chuck Schumer. So text right now to win a signed picture with President Trump, VICTORY 55404. Take out your phone right now, free of charge, VICTORY 55404. You might remember the laptop from hell. The man who assumed control of the laptop and was smeared and slandered at every direction, of course, is Rudy Giuliani. Rudy was attacked by everybody, including Joe Biden. Let's play cut 42 as we kind of set the groundwork here for Mayor Giuliani. Let's play cut 42 first.
Trying to interfere in the outcome of our election. His own national security advisor told him that what is happening with his buddy, his buddy Rudy Giuliani, he's being used as a Russian pawn. He's being fed information that is Russian, that is not true.
And that's just a small taste of it. With us right now is Rudy Giuliani, who has been vindicated on the entire Hunter Biden laptop called Russian disinformation. Rudy, welcome back to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Thank you, Charlie, and you're doing a great job. God bless you.
Thank you. So, Mr. Mayor, how does it feel, personally, after a year and a half, all of a sudden the Washington Post says this is a time for reckoning?
I don't know. It's kind of a weird feeling. I was more comfortable with them on the other side. You know, my boss was Ronald Reagan. I go back that far. I was his associate attorney general. And I remember his rule was, we're on track if the New York Times and the Washington Post are criticizing us. And if I ever see any praise, I'm going to start to get suspicious. So I don't know. I mean, the reality is, Charlie, they're still lying. So now it's all Hunter is the fall guy. Hunter is the bad guy now. He did everything. Poor old Joe didn't know a damn thing. Poor old Joe couldn't figure out over 30 years how Hunter, who was in and out of rehabilitation 12 times, never could hold a job that Joe couldn't get for him. And even when Joe got him the job, he got fired from the military for blowing cocaine. Wasn't allowed in Ukraine because the crooked Ukrainian guy who hired them didn't want him embarrassing them by buying drugs in the street. He couldn't figure out how this guy became a multimillionaire. And also, and all of a sudden, every week, half of the guy's income would show up in his bank account. So, I mean, this is a real fraud upon a fraud. The top of this conspiracy is Joe Biden. This is not the Hunter Biden case. Any prosecutor who understood their oath of office would have begun this 2.5 years ago as the Joe Biden conspiracy case. By now, he would have been on trial and convicted of racketeering. He made $41 million in China.
Jeez.
He made $18 million in Ukraine. He made bare minimum $3.2 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife, who was a very dedicated Putin ally. And people like Miranda Devine believe they can count up to $100 million. So he wasn't only taking bribes. He was selling out to the biggest enemies of the United States. That makes you worse than a criminal. He is a criminal, but it makes you worse than a criminal.
Yeah, we have words for that. Traitor would be one of those.
So yeah, that would definitely be a word that would apply to him more than any American president I can think of.
And so that's the question. So why now, Mr. Mayor? I have my own personal opinion.
Yeah.
Why now? I mean, come on, the DOJ doesn't all of a sudden grow a spine. Why now?
They may be having trouble with the U.S. attorney in Delaware. He is a holdover, right? He's never been particularly courageous. He could have brought this case 2 years ago, Joe, and actually had the trial before the election even started. So you wouldn't have had this interference with the election nonsense. But maybe there's a couple of cases he just can't avoid. I mean, there's a failure to tell the truth on a gun application, which they crucified people for. They put him in jail for 5 and 10 years. The guy's an addict. He fills out a gun application. He puts down, "I'm not an addict." They put him in jail for 5 years. Hunter Biden has one of those. The Secret Service got him out of it, but it's there on the record. I have a copy of it. That's a straight out crime.
So do you
people
think
go to jail for 5 to 10 years?
Yeah.
And when Hunter Biden says, and his father, he committed no crime. They're forgetting that. They're forgetting the money laundering for $3.5 million, where Joe got 900,000. Those are all on paper, Charlie.
So, but do you think there's anything to this idea that the powers to be, whoever's behind Biden, Obama, they want kind of them out of the way. They want a way to try to check and balance Biden. He's deeply unpopular right now. He really isn't doing well in almost any of their major issues. His legislative agenda is basically dead. Do you think that plays into this at all?
100%. You know, you can never be sure when you're on the outside like you and I are. But I would say of all the hypotheses, that'd be the best one. They're trying to make him the fall guy with the least consequences possible. I mean, they'll take some consequences, tax evasion, failure to file, fine. Maybe they'll even take a little jail time, half a year. We start getting them to the 3, 4, 5 year category, then we got a different problem. But I think they're testing it out to see, can they get this down to, oh, this guy was a bad seed from the very beginning. He did a couple of screwed up things. He really didn't mean it. He was a drug addict. Let's hit him, and that's it. And Joe didn't know anything. Even though the hard drive is replete with more information about Joe than Hunter Biden.
Now, Mr. Mayor, I got to ask you, looking back, and I know this is a tough question to think about, would you have done anything different with the laptop? Would you have tried to get other – I'm just wondering your reflection on that.
Yeah, you know, I did for a long time debate. Should I have given it just out to everybody instead of the 4 or 5 people who promised to handle it honestly? And now when I look at the way they're playing it, I realize I'd have been double-crossed, and the president was in line with this decision. So why don't we give it to the Washington Post? because the Washington Post would write an article like they wrote the other day. This all involves Hunter Biden. And we would not have had the time between that date and 3 weeks to the election to show that it involves Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. So they would get to categorize it and lie about it. My fear was it's so big, you can cover any party you want and you can do what they're doing right now, which is you're telling the American people the truth. A lot of other people aren't on our side of it. But the New York Times and the Washington Post, as far as they're concerned, there's nothing about Joe Biden on there. Well, it happens to be there's a text on there in which Hunter Biden says, I gave 50% for 30 years to Joe Biden. Well, they don't publish that. So we would have to be fighting that battle and probably losing it. So we decided the best thing to do is to get out as much of it from people who are willing to just print the whole damn thing and not characterize it their way. Because, you know, when they get to characterize something, we're really behind the eight ball. Look how long January 6th was an insurrection until we turned it around. You know, no guns except for the police officer. Mm-hmm. Nobody killed. No attempt to overthrow the government. That took about 6-8 weeks to turn around. We were not going to turn that around in 6 or 8 weeks.
So let's talk about then Joe Biden in particular. So there, I don't know whether to believe this or not. There's a story that a grand jury is asking about the big guy. Who was the big guy? This has come out in the last couple hours. If that's the case, I mean, do you think that it's at all possible? Is it in the realm of reality that a U.S. attorney is going to be looking into a president of the United States?
A U.S. attorney doing this case, not looking into the president of the United States, is thoroughly corrupt. The case requires you to look into the president of the United States. So when I saw a big guy for the first time, right, I knew who it was. It was obvious. But I also knew I have to prove everything. And my background is, you know, trying a case is a lot harder than this. So the first thing I did with my staff is we searched the whole hard drive for references to big guy. And we came back with 5 clear references to Joe Biden as big guy used by Hunter Biden. Then we found 4 more. And then just to put cream on the cake, Mr. Bobulinski came along and verified that he was called big guy and verified a lot more, that he was getting money for the Chinese transaction, that he was fully aware of it, that he lied when he said that he didn't know about his son's foreign transactions. But you know, if people think we just put this out without doing the kind of investigations I used to do when I put the mob in prison and Boesky and crooked politicians, they're wrong. I probably put more investigative effort into this than anything.
You know, let me ask
you. It's all backed up by fact.
Yeah, so let me ask you, Mr. Mayor, which is, I mean, you tried some of the hardest cases with the mob and the mafia, as you mentioned. Is there enough here? If you are a U.S. attorney, would you feel comfortable going in front of a jury with your prosecutor team? Honestly, is there enough?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Okay.
It was there 2 years ago. I'm serious. I did an interview either with the Hannity or I did a podcast of my own, and I laid out a whole chart of a racketeering case with 5 of his family involved, and I called it the point man case. Every time Obama appointed him a point man, he failed for the United States, and his family made millions. And there were connections of money going to him in each one.
But I want to remind the audience the cost that you personally have had to endure. Your apartment was raided early on in the Biden presidency, which breached a lot of attorney-client privileges, to name one. And you had there was a story I remember you telling where you tried to give the FBI agent the laptop or something. Is that correct?
Yeah. Now they're missing it. I mean, I tried to give him 3 copies of the – I have 2 copies of the laptop. I have the complete version, and I have the version without the child pornography. So I don't like to give out the one with child pornography.
Wait, so that,
I've turned it into the Delaware police, and they've done nothing
with
it.
Wait, so Hunter had child pornography on his laptop?
Yes, he did. He had 2 examples at least of child pornography.
Well, that's against the law right there.
And not only that, there's an admission by him that he's a danger to the children, which has never been published. He says it to his father. I'm a danger to the children. Never published. And I don't take that. The rest of the pornography, I leave that to somebody else to judge. I mean, it's filled with it. But these 2 are beyond the pale. In any event, you know, I have it and I wanted to give it to them. And they said, no, we don't want that. And now I hear in testimony before Matt Gaetz that they can't find the computer. So I offered to give it to them, but they have to make an appointment this time. I wouldn't let them bang down. Make an appointment, reasonable hour, office hours. I'll give you a nice copy. You won't have to worry.
They don't want it. I haven't
received a call, Chuck.
I don't want to get too deep into this part of it, but it's really bizarre, Mr. Mayor, this kind of conversation the last couple of weeks about lenient sentencing for child pornography and what you're talking about here. They might be completely disconnected, but it's bizarre about how
it occurs to me too, Charlie, that there's a connection. I don't want to make too much of it.
No,
yet,
I don't either. I'm just trying
but
to.
But it's something worth our looking into.
There's these data points, and they seemingly were unrelated. Yeah.
That I'm not, you know, every time I thought data points were unrelated from the beginning of this, they turned out to be very related. I'm also suspended from the practice of the law because I'm a danger of causing an insurrection.
So, Mr. Mayor, how does this even work? How do you investigate a sitting president, and how does that work?
I think we would need a special prosecutor. I mean, it does surprise me that our Republican friends and all this time haven't asked for a special prosecutor. I mean, the Democrats would have done it 2.5 years ago. I mean, the first revelation of Biden being involved in a bribe with Poroshenko, if I recall correctly, was in late 2017, early 2019. And it was outlined rather substantially in The Hill by February of 2018. So, I mean, that would have been, under normal circumstances, that would have been when the investigation was open. And then there were 4 or 5 witnesses in Ukraine that were willing to go under oath to testify against the president, who were kept there by the ambassador, you would have had a grand jury investigation, and you certainly would have had a special prosecutor appointed. But the FBI and the State Department and all of the anti-Trump people in government literally blocked this case. I got it because a group of Ukrainians came to me and told me that the ambassador there would not let them come to the United States, that they had presented to the Justice Department, and the Justice Department had turned it down. That's when I got the original allegations, without the hard drive, but the allegations that have now all turned out to be true 2.5 years later.
So how do you see this playing out then? And what's your prediction? I mean, you've been on the front
line.
Well,
I mean, I think without doubt, if we get a Republican Congress, there'll be a special prosecutor. They will sign special prosecutor legislation. He probably veto it, but let him veto it. I mean, the reality
yeah,
is,
but
we should be.
Hold on. I don't think the president needs to approve it. I mean, Trump didn't approve Mueller, did he?
He did.
Oh, really?
He did. We did away with the special prosecutor law that allows for an independent special prosecutor. I really should call him an independent counsel. He works for the Justice Department. So the Attorney General has to approve it. The president would have to interfere and fire him. You remember when they would raise the allegations that he was going to fire Mueller. Legitimately, the president has the authority to do that, but Trump never did it. So we used to have a special prosecutor law that was independent. The court appointed the special prosecutor. We did away with that. And now we have what we call independent counsel appointed by the Attorney General, because we assume that the Attorney General is honest. I think that is completely untrue in the case of this one. I mean, this is the guy going after parents for worrying about their kids as terrorists. And I mean, forget it. I mean, the basic thing is for us to pass the legislation and then let them screw around with it, because I can't believe that an honest American wouldn't want a full, fair, and complete investigation of the president. The rest of this is going to come out now, Charlie. It's just a matter of time. I mean, you passed the point of no return when you verified the hard drive. It's like verifying a book and then not letting you read the rest of the book.
And so how much more content is in the hard drive that the public does not yet know about?
You've got about, hard to put percentages on it. You've got the least serious crimes. I mean, they go all the way up to massive multi-million dollar conspiracies.
So we haven't even seen, we're just skimming the surface on some of this.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have the $1.5 billion put into a private equity fund by China while Joe Biden was vice president. And here are the partners in this phony equity fund: Hunter Biden, the son of John Kerry, and the nephew of Whitey Bulger.
Well, that's a big deal.
Absolutely provable event. Not can you imagine China being a partner with the son of the vice president, who gives 50% of his income to his father, while he's negotiating for the U.S., China is buying him off. And by the way, on the other side of it, Joe never succeeds. I mean, Joe was supposed to be negotiating with them to get them to withdraw from the Sakhalin Islands. They increased their presence. He was supposed to get tariffs reduced. They got increased.
Wow.
So you got the perfect bribery case. He gets paid. China wins.
I just hope everyone heard that we're just skimming the surface. A $1.5 billion investment involving family members of John Kerry and Hunter. And so this freight train has left the station, Mr. Mayor, and you were a big part of that.
It has.
You're going to be continually vindicated in our pursuit for justice. So thank you, Mr. Mayor. We are deeply appreciative.
I appreciate your constant vigilance about this, too, and your courage. I know you've taken a heck of a lot of attacks.
That's part of life.
I know.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
It is part of the job. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.